1906, October 1st, 1906. Devotional meeting. September 14th, Ellen G. White. Be guarded. It becomes our people to guard every word spoken or written. Let every church and every individual now watch unto prayer. As difficulties present themselves, Satan becomes a willing helper. Let the weapon used by us be that used by Christ. It is written. Let us be solemn and earnest and true and tender of spirit. The truth lived out in daily life is the only thing that will convince unbelievers that there is a reality in the profession made by believers. Let us dig deep now and plead for the power of the Holy Ghost to break the bondage of Satan from the soul. Seek the Lord, confess your sins, let the Holy Spirit soften and subdue the heart. October 1st, 1906, Devotional Meeting. September 15th, Ellen G. White. I am instructed to lift before our people the high standard to which they are to attain. The law of heaven, by which the universe is governed, must be brought into our everyday experience in this world. So long as we are in this world of sin, we must engage in constant spiritual warfare. My brethren in the Lord, I am instructed to say that you must raise the standard of piety still higher. Encourage the people to study their Bibles. Let the Bible be read freely in the family and in the pulpit. To ministers and people, I would say, give yourselves no rest till you find the truth as revealed to holy men of old. We are in this world to bring into action the principles of heaven. Into the heavenly courts there can enter no taint of sin. The character of holiness to which we must attain, Christ has revealed. I address my brethren and sisters in Australia who are living in this solemn period of the world's history. We need much prayer. The Word of God is to be our guide, our proof by which we are to vindicate our faith. As a people, we are to be sanctified to God daily. Constantly, we are to be on the watch over self. The whole being is to be consecrated to God's service. What is the lack of many? A lack of sanctification of spirit. Talk faith, live the truth. We need to present the truth as the sin destroyer. October 1st, 1906, Devotional Meeting. September 16th, Ellen G. White. It is our privilege to be preparing for translation. Why do we not so prepare our hearts that we will receive the promise? My brethren and sisters, yield your whole body and soul to the Lord. Rest in the arms of your compassionate Savior. Let no one hear from your lips words of complaining or of judging. The Lord has not placed you on the judgment seat. You have a battle to fight, and you can make it much more severe by turning away from Christ. Seducers with a scientific problem are to be guarded against more carefully than any other peril that we may meet. The effort of seducers has been to undermine confidence in the truth of God. Unless we are on our guard, the enemy, disguised as an angel of light, will lead us astray. It is when Satan appears as an angel of light that he takes souls in his snare. Many scriptures will be misapplied by these teachers so that they will be used as a robe of righteousness to cover dangerous theories. As the people of Ephesus lost their first love, they increased in a knowledge of scientific theories originated by the father of lies. The Savior warns us all to repentance so that we may stand right with God. October 1st, 1906, Devotional Meeting. September 17th, Ellen G. White. The Lord requires every man to be at his post of duty, doing the work that requires to be done. The spirit that brought about the first great rebellion in heaven is at work today. Our watchmen must be wide awake to give the trumpet a certain sound. None are too high to fall. Sin originated with Satan, who was next to Christ. Lucifer became the destroyer of those whom heaven had committed to his guardianship. Satan has a church in our world today. In his church are all the disaffected ones and the disloyal. All who harbor pride, ambition, vainglory, or selfishness will be found wanting when weighed in the balance of the Lord. We cannot of ourselves perfect a true moral character, but we can accept the righteousness of Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. October 1st, 1906. Devotional meeting. September 23rd. Ellen G. White. The time has come for decided efforts to be made in our cities. Read Luke 21. This is the message for this time, and it is written to this generation of the end. We must let nothing interpose between us and the work God has given us to do. Special efforts must be made to bring the truth before those in the cities.
Let no time be lost in picking others to pieces. All contention is to cease. We are to love as brethren. Let us go up into the mount with God, that we may come back with the reflection of the glory of God upon us. The only place we can obtain it is in the mount with God. There is a work to be done in studying the word of the Lord as revealed in his law. There has been much casual reading, but how much real study? Christ lived among men and preached the very precepts of that law in the world. The work will soon be cut short in righteousness. We must become more persistent and more devout in our efforts to carry it forward to completion. The time has come that we must not only be active, but we must concentrate that activity so as to make it tell. If we spent more time in the mount with God, our work would be more effectual. There must come more convincing power into our preaching. The sword of the Spirit must be edged anew and sent forth with power. Shall we put ourselves to it like men, with all the realities of eternity before them? We want the Holy Ghost power to go forward and complete God's work in the earth.